Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamma. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. And with me today, I have Bob, Dr. Mac Levitas. How are you, Bob?
I'm awesome.
Yes. Yes, you are. And the internet says so. Therefore, it must be true. Also awesome, Kelly Goumont. Glad to have you here today, Kelly.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Of course. And I checked the internet. It says you are awesome as well. Therefore, it must be true.
I was just going to tell you that. Yep.
Yep. See, Bob looked it up too. So that's corroborating sources.
Independent evidence. I assume you are both sources familiar with the matter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
No, I just looked it up on Wikipedia, so I'm sure it's true.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, then.
Yeah. You can't argue with evidence like that.
I absolutely can't.
No, you can't. Hey, Bob, the reason I wanted to have you back today is because we needed to do a follow-up. And for our listeners that are curious what this follow-up might be, on Monday, Bob was on the show and was talking about a problem that he had.
Oh, come on. You can say I was whining. I was whining.
Bob was on the show Monday to whine about a problem he was having with Siri and iOS 8.4 and Apple Music. And the problem was that he would say something like, "Hey Siri, play music from the Beatles." And Bob, you have what, 430 some
450
odd?
Some odd Beatle tracks there in the library.
And Siri couldn't find any of them. Yes, but Bob could ask Siri to play music from other artists, and Siri was able to play this just fine. So you came on the show. We talked about that That's code for Bob whined.
Yes, and this was after like 3 days. I posted it over the holiday weekend on my Facebook page and asked all my friends if anybody else saw this on their phone or had an answer. And I got lots of suggestions. None of which worked. That's why I wanted to be on TDO Monday, so I could whine to a bigger audience and see if maybe somebody had an answer, and it worked, you know.
Yes, it turns out someone had an answer.
Whining works. I guess someone took pity on me and suggested something that Brian said, that shouldn't do anything, and I agreed. But I tried it anyway because I was really desperate. My next step would have been nuke and pave, and I'm just sick of doing it. I probably erased this iPhone 5 times this year for various experiments. And so I tried it, and much to my surprise and Brian's, it worked. And it's real easy. I wrote a little column about it today.
And it doesn't make sense to me that it works, yet it did. And we just
have an explanation. I've been thinking about it. First, we should tell our listeners what the solution is, okay?
Yeah, I think we've hit the point where we've built up enough that it's okay to tell people what the fix was.
Well, it's so easy. You basically go into the settings app on your iPhone and turn off Siri in the Siri section of general and dictation in the keyboard section. Then re-enable them and wait a couple of hours before asking Siri to play the Beatles again. And in a couple hours, when you do ask, it'll work. Or at least it did for me. And I think I know why. Because Siri sends all of that, whatever you ask her, goes off to the server farm for processing. And so I think she caches some of that stuff on your phone. I think the last few things that you might have said or some, I don't know. But I think that some stuff might get stored locally. And by turning her off and back on, you flush that out.
And it takes about two hours for that process to complete, maybe?
Apparently, yeah. There's a delay, and it's a thing that's got to sync with the server.
Okay.
That's what my guess is, that something is syncing with the Siri server farm. And once that gets done, all is well again. That's all I could think of why that might work. I mean, that just sounded, I have to say, it sounded like balderdash to me.
I agree. It does not sound at all like it should work, and yet it does. And this came from someone that should know So we have to take it as this is something that really does work, and it wasn't just a fluke that it fixed the problem in your case.
Yeah, I don't think it was a fluke. I think there's something to it, and I'm waiting to hear. You know, we just put the article up, but I know other people were having the same problem. I'm eager to see if it solves theirs also. I'm pretty sure it's gonna. Because it was like magic. I mean, as soon as I asked 2 hours later, boom, play music by the Beatles, play the Beatles, play songs by the Beatles, play songs by the Beatles from my iTunes library. She got it all. Somebody told me they thought it was because Yoko hates me.
But I was pretty sure
it was Siri who hated me. Well, and it's all better now with just a little bit of, what do you call that, recycling or power cycling? Yeah. It's just like a reboot, kind of.
I
think it's interesting that there is an IT crowd solution to problems that people could be having with Siri. Have you tried turning it off and turning it on again?
It's always the first thing I suggest to people when they say they're having a problem. Have you restarted the device?
Well, and in this case, restarting the device wouldn't actually have changed anything for you.
It didn't. So, trust me.
Force quitting the music app
didn't do anything either.
But it's also interesting to me that this is the kind of thing that is a good troubleshooting tactic to kind of have in your arsenal if you find that you are having trouble with something. If there's something that you know Siri can do but isn't doing, it's possible that this may be something that would help you get that sorted out. So I thought it was an interesting solution only because it's not something I have tried. And of course, it makes total sense because when messages starts flipping out, you know, you turn that off, you give it a little while, you turn it back on again, and things will start working. And, right. And you know, on and on and on. Like if you're having trouble with the App Store, turn off, you know, sign out of iCloud, sign back in.
Having network problems. Turn off Wi-Fi and turn it back on.
So yeah, I think it,
lots of stuff so works that way. Funny. Switch it off, switch it on.
It's funny to me that the IT crowd solution was the solution for you, but it's also useful to know that this is a tactic you can use on Siri that sometimes will get you where you're trying to go.
Yes.
I suspect this might work on other things on your iPhone also that have switches. You know,
right.
Anything that's being synced, switching it on and off might help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to go in my arsenal of troubleshooting. You know, when I go through an iPhone trying to figure out why something's happening, I'm going to start thinking, well, what can I turn off and back on again?
Well, and particularly with iCloud, primarily because that is the one troubleshooting tactic for iCloud is turn it off and
all
on
off.
Again and then wait. Yeah, turn it off, wait for a while. Turn it on, wait for a while, and then go use it again. That's like the only troubleshooting tactic because you don't get error messages. There's not a lot of logging information. So if you're having iCloud issues, whether it's on your computer or on your phone or on your iPad, this is basically the troubleshooting step. So if you go send an email to tech support and say you're having trouble with something that syncs to iCloud, this is basically the first reply you're going to get. And then after that, you're going to get variations on a theme.
All right. The
most part, because that's all you can get that's all you can do for tech support for iCloud.
That's true. Yeah. All right. So before we hop on to the next thing I want to talk about, here's a call out to our listeners. You helped Bob figure out how to fix this problem. Now, I want to know why it worked. So if any of our listeners know enough about what's under the hood with Siri to be able to explain why disabling Siri and dictation, re-enabling it, and then waiting 2 hours before trying again actually worked, let me know because I'm curious.
Me too. It was like voodoo.
Yes. Yes. So you can shoot an email to observations@macobserver.com. You can leave comments in the show notes for the article. If you want to leave a comment on Bob's piece explaining what he did, I'll make sure there's a link to that in our show notes as well. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, the Twitter handle we're using for the show is TMO Daily. I don't care how you get a hold of me. Just let me know because I'm really curious about this. Okay, now the next thing I wanted to hit ties in a little bit with the whole Apple Music thing and iOS 8.4 updates and all that. And this is which devices actually support Apple Music DRM, meaning you can take songs from Apple Music that you would otherwise stream, download them to your device, and then play them when you're offline. And it seems like a pretty straightforward thing until you come up against someone that actually can't.
Actually try to do it.
Right. So the easy ones, if you have your iPhone 4S or higher or newer, because it supports Apple, because it supports iOS 8.4, then you're okay. You can download music from Apple Music and play it offline. If you have an iPad 2 or newer, which also supports iOS 8.4, you can do the same thing. The surprise, though, in the iOS world is the iPod Touch. Turns out you have to have an iPod Touch 5th generation, which is the most current model. If you have anything older than that, you cannot download music from Apple Music and play it offline. Now, that was surprising, but when I went and looked at all the specs for all the devices, it made sense, even though I didn't like the answer. And the answer is that the 5th generation iPod Touch is the only model that actually can run iOS 8.4.
Oh, that's true, because they haven't kept up revising the Touch the way they've revised the iPhones.
Right. So,
did the Touches prior to the 5th generation even run iOS?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
But prior to the 5th generation, so the 4th generation and earlier, you cannot run iOS 8. Mm-hmm. So that just leaves them out of the mix because they can't be updated to iOS 8.4.
Let's talk for a second about how old that would be. Because like we said, they have not kept pace. There hasn't been a new iPod Touch each year the way there has been with a new phone. So when did this version come out?
Off the top of my head, I think the 5th generation iPod Touch is 2 years old. Does that sound about right?
I think so.
So we're talking about iPod Touch models that are like 3 years old or older can't actually run iOS 8. So on one hand, it sucks. But on the other hand, it's what in iPod Touch terms would be considered the older devices that are left out. Still, if you have a 4th-gen iPod Touch, which is still a really good iPod, you're out of luck. Now, all the other iPods, you are just out of luck. So you can't download music from Apple Music, say, to your Mac, and then load it onto your iPod Nano or iPod Shuffle and take it with you on the go.
Okay, so I just looked it up, and the 5th generation Touch was released in 2012. So it's, I believe that was the iPhone 5. Yeah. So that would have been the iPhone 5 release. So if you have bought one since the iPhone got taller, then you're in good shape.
All right, there you go. Nice visual cue. Look for tall.
Yeah, because yes. That's basically what the difference was. And then they did, I know last year, I think it was last summer, the price got a little lower and they introduced the 16 gig for people who wanted to kind of get in on an entry level Touch.
Right.
So it debuted with 32 gig and 64 gig. And then later they came out with the 16 gig model. So yeah, if you have one of those nice tall iPod Touches with all those acres of screen, then compared to the other ones, of course, then you should be all set for Apple Music, but anything else, not so much.
All right. So rule of thumb, if it fits in your hand and it's tall, it can play Apple Music DRM songs. If it's short, it can't.
Right.
And yes, I know that doesn't fit with the iPhone 4S because it was short. So that's the exception to this rule.
Yeah, we're just talking about the iPod.
It's got an S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the iPods that we're talking about. If you have a tall iPod, you're good. If you have an iPhone 4 and before looking iPod, not so much.
There you go. Okay. Now, Apple TV, I've actually had a few people asking me about playing Apple Music content on their Apple TV. Not yet. That comes this fall. Now, when you can do it, don't expect to be able to download music and play offline directly on your Apple TV, because Apple TV is a streaming-only device. So my guess...
the Apple TV that we have in the fall when this actually happens is the Apple TV that you have in your house today. Yeah. I've learned my lesson being hopeful about the Apple TV. So
there you go. Yeah. All right. There you go. Okay.
Did you see my piece about the Roku? I know it's a big surprise, but I find the Roku, I use it way more lately because it's got two cool features. Read my review. It's awesome.
Well, here's the thing is somebody at Roku gives a crap about the Roku and has been updating it and trying to keep pace with what it is that people want in their living room. So I'm not surprised at all that the Roku is a useful device. When we first got Audio, we have a Roku 3. We got it about a year ago. And at least initially, the official review of it from Mr. Kelly was, why didn't we just buy another Apple TV? but it has slowly gotten more useful as the Apple TV has continued to quietly age. So, yeah.
Well, and it's got two killer features that Apple TV does not. But you'll have to go read my review to find out. Because we're almost out of time.
Harsh.
Well, we're almost out of time.
That's true.
I listen to this podcast. I know we're almost out of time.
And you know I like to stay on time.
I know.
I'm tired of being teased with a new Apple TV. So what I would like to know, Jeff, is if AirPlay is a possibility. If you just want to play the music through your big speakers because you have a nice AV setup hooked to your Apple TV to watch movies with, is that possible if you're using something else as the source, whether it's your Mac or your iPhone or whatever?
If we get home sharing back, does that make this a moot point?
Home sharing will probably address part of this. Now, if you want to do AirPlay to get the DRM protected music out to something else, if you go through something like an Airport Express, I believe that works fine.
Okay.
And that's just because all it's doing is bridging over to another output device.
Right. And that's all I'm trying to do with the Apple TV. I don't care if I don't care if I can control it with the Apple TV, but if I'm playing it on my phone, will I have the opportunity to AirPlay it out? I would try it right now.
Now, but if you play, okay, so if you try and go from your iPhone to your Apple TV.
Which I can do with music right now, just plain old music on my phone.
It's not going to work with the DRM music.
Okay.
So what happens? Is there no little AirPlay arrow on the DRM songs? Let's look.
Yeah, see what happens.
So if wait a minute. All right, More of the Monkees. I don't own that, so that's definitely theirs. And yeah, I see the Apple TV. I don't know if it'll work. And it's in the other room, and I don't think the amp is turned on, so I won't even be able to hear it. But I get the pop-up for it, and it'll let me choose the Apple TV.
Now, if it's
and it turned the volume down.
Okay, so now if it's music that comes from iTunes streaming,
right?
Or excuse me, from iTunes Match, that's supposed to work just fine. It's the
this
music.
This is something from you. You know, I just tapped on an album I don't own, and it well, see, I don't know if it actually will stream to the Apple TV, but you know what? Last night I was streaming it to a Logitech speaker, AirPlay speaker.
Yeah, and it should work just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it should
I just want to know why Bob doesn't own the album More of the Monkees. It's a good record.
I owned it in vinyl.
Well, there you go.
It's a good record. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those ones I didn't replace with a CD for some reason. I have, I think, Monkees' Greatest Hits. But I like this More of the Monkees. It's really...
It's a good album.
Best album.
Well, Kelly, the reason Bob doesn't have to buy it is because he has Apple Music.
I have 30 million albums.
Yeah, there but you go.
He has to buy it, but if he doesn't buy it, he can't airplay it.
Not yet.
Right.
All right. So we're out of time.
Of course we are.
Yes. All right. So we have to wrap up. Bob, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Always.
And I'm so glad that we were able to get a fix for your problem. So thank you, listeners. And Kelly, thank you for being here as well. It's always wonderful to have you.
I'm glad I could fit this in. I have to leave now to catch the last train to Clarksville.
Yeah, well, it's
I'll meet
be
you
on
at
time.
The station.
Aw.
you guys rock. And listeners, you rock too. Join us again tomorrow. I'll see you then.